course, we got our good buddy Ron in with us for this segment, talking everything from NFL, college football, and some fantasy stuff. Ron, what's the word, my friend? How you doing, buddy?
Doing, fellas?
Pretty good. How you been?
I'm doing all right. Busy. Just one day at a time.
You have a big weekend this weekend or what?
Yeah, just busy keeping up with all these games and everything. Finally had that Packers-Vikings game we've been talking about for a while. It's good to watch it.
So what were your thoughts? I know Brett Favre played well last night, and then he was really emotional about everything going on.
Right. Well, I think the Packers just missed a lot of opportunities. They actually outgained the Vikings by about 90 yards total offense. They had a couple of turnovers in the red zone and a drop on fourth down. But they missed some opportunities early in the game that would have helped them out a lot in the fourth quarter when they were making their comeback.
And then not kicking the field goal when maybe they should have. And they
so
could have
been hammering about that, Joe, all day.
Oh, they could have been driving for a game-tying touchdown at the end.
Right. That would have likely tied it. It would have changed the scenario a little bit. One thing, Rodgers, he had a great day, 384 yards, a couple touchdowns. Favre was obviously perfect. You can see what the Packers' game plan was. It was to stop Peterson. Peterson only had 55 yards on 25 carries. But you can see they loaded up the box, and this is exactly what the Vikings brought in Favre to do, to take pressure off the running game. Or when somebody does stop the run, Favre can make the throws, hit the tight end, hit the middle, take shots down the field, make you have to respect passing game and the running game. And Favre picked him apart last night, without question.
He did. There's no question. So give us a little idea of what you got us fantasy football. Chris Cromulus, our good buddy, had a terrible weekend.
Oh.
Again. What's he need to do, Ron?
Oh, for his fantasy team?
Yes.
Well, I would say you got to go. If you can still get him, go pick up Mike Sims-Walker, Jaguars wide receiver.
Yeah.
That's a guy I would definitely go pick up. And a guy that nobody's talking about yet, but he'll have a good week this week, is Jerome Harrison of the Browns. Jamal Lewis and James Davis are both out. Jerome Harrison is the only worthy back on the Browns roster right now, and they're playing Buffalo, who's not a great defense. Jerome Harrison's a guy I would pick up and nobody else is going to want right now. So other guys, maybe some fill-ins, Donald Brown, Krell, Buckhalter, Leon Washington, Ahmad Bradshaw. I'm not sure what your team needs. Maybe Kyle Orton's still on your waiver wire.
What do you need, Chris? What position?
Need a running back. So the Jerome
back,
Harrison,
well,
that's a... And I'm trying to pick up Mendenhall, who was still out there.
Ah, you better get him.
I've got the 11th. I'm 11th on the waiver wire, so I'm not going to get him.
Yeah,
he's probably not going to be able to grab him.
No. Uh-huh. But Jerome Harrison, that's good. Making notes.
All right, sounds good.
Who else is out there? You said for him?
Mike Sims-Walker, if you can still get him with the Jaguars. Troy Williamson went down with an injury, and Mike Sims-Walker has developed into David Gerrard's top target, even ahead of Torrey Holt. So Mike Sims-Walker is a guy. If he's still out there, that's a guy I would make sure and go grab as quick as you can.
Ron, I don't know how you can wrap your mind out of all these numbers that you do. You're amazing.
Well, that's a lot to keep up with. It gives me headaches sometimes. I have to just stop and
so
take a breather.
What else do we have from sportsoverload.com this week?
Well, we got several things going on later today. My new writer, David Jones, will have his weekly column Behind the Line, where he breaks down all the line movement for the pro and NFL lines that are out. Pro and college lines that are opening for the weekend, all the big showdowns and line movement where the action is. And then obviously we'll have our fantasy article for pro, some college fantasy stuff. Then I'll pick every top 25 game, pick every NFL game, and it's all free. So we got a lot of stuff going on, and it's all free. Just go check it out, sportsoverload.com.
You got any thoughts about the Hogs over the weekend?
Well, I thought they played great. It was great, for you guys. You finally go down there and, you guys go down there to watch a win. Instead of going down there for a bowl game and doing all that work, and then the Hogs don't show up. So it's nice to go down there and, enjoy it. Get a big win for the Razorbacks.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I think the whole weekend was pretty overwhelming, I think, with the new stadium.
Just to say the least.
Just while hanging out, we had a great time in the hotel, the new stadium, and the ride back was fantastic with Lindy and her man. So it was very overwhelming.
Didn't fly back, huh? I didn't know that.
No, Joe, I didn't fly back.
Well, Ron, what are your thoughts on the game this week coming up against Auburn?
Against Auburn, if you look at just go by the numbers, Auburn should win this game. They're +8 in turnover margin. Their running game is fantastic with Ben Tate and Ontario McCaleb, 950 yards and 5 rushing touchdowns between them. Chris Todd is putting up, if they keep this pace up, the Heisman-like numbers. Chris Todd has 12 touchdowns, only one pick, 8th in the country in pass rating. However, I just got this strange feeling. Arkansas at home, we're confident. We're going to somehow find a way to win this one. Arkansas 41-38. No problem.
Is it all Malzahn down there? Is it all Malzahn?
For the offense,
yeah.
I would say for the offense, I would say Malzahn gets the majority of the credit here. And Gene Chizik's obviously a defensive coach, and it's been majority of it's been Malzahn. And also a little bit, he had to give Chris Todd credit. He's developed a little bit. He's playing a lot better than he did last year. I don't know how much of that's just Malzahn being a better, you know, doing a better job of working with him, or, you know, their better team chemistry with Cody Burns being a great team player and sitting down and, you know, not making a fuss over being demoted from quarterback to wide receiver if all the elements are just falling in place. Or maybe just they've had time because they tried to transition to a spread last year. Maybe they just needed one more year to make that transition from a running team to a passing team, and maybe now it's all started to fall into place. And it's, if they had kept Tuberville and Tony Franklin from the year before, maybe this year would start to see what Auburn would be had they just kept the staff from the year before. Who knows?
Well, what else you got to say for any other games that you're looking at?
Well, for this weekend, gosh, that Florida LSU game, I guess it'll obviously depend on if Tebow gets put up. Well, Florida's a 9.5-point favorite right now, even with Tebow's injury status. So it'll be interesting to see how that line moves as the week progresses to see if Tebow's healthy or not. If Tebow gets ruled out, I'm sure that line will shrink drastically from 9.5 probably to like 5 or 6. So interesting to see how that one plays out and if Tebow's healthy or not.
Good man. Ron, sportsoverload.com. Always great to hear from you, buddy, and we appreciate you taking the time to spit some of that knowledge.
All right, thanks for having me, fellas.
Okay,
have a good one, Ron.
All right, see you.